Welcome to The Convo. I am your host, Lakeisha Mosley. I'm a mom, a blogger, a brand influencer, and the event producer of my own event management company called The LM Experience. On The Convo, you'll hear conversations with some of the most profound entrepreneurs from all over the world as they share with us their wins and their losses. They'll also share tips and tricks with you that will help you be successful along this journey called entrepreneurship. Let's get started with the show. On today's show, I have Tiffany Toombs, who is an LLP in Matrix Therapies, Master Coach, and Trainer. She's also a speaker and an author. She runs her own six-figure coaching and training business, as well as a digital marketing business with her fiancé. Tune in as she shares with us her story and the lessons she's learned along the way, how intentional living leads to success faster, and why self-love is integral to success. Thank you, Tiffany, for joining the show. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me. Excited to be here.
I'm so excited to talk to you. I know you got some good stuff to share with us. So before we jump right into the interview, how about you start off by telling the audience a little bit about yourself?
So I specialize in reprogramming the mind, which sounds a lot scarier than what it is. My mission in this life is to help clear out all the emotional baggage or all the things that stop people from using, whether you want to call it God-given or universe-given talents. I believe that we all have one and we have to find our way back to it. Kind of like we're born a diamond and then through our life we have all this like crap that just builds up on us of what other people tell us we can and can't do. And so right. I clear all of that away and get people back to their intuition, get people back to knowing what they need to do to fulfill that mission.
I love that. Like, I absolutely love that. That reminds me, I was on a call the other night and the host was saying how like half the stuff our parents told us, half the stuff we learned in school, like it was all a lie. Like it's not even true.
A lot of people don't realize, like walking around as adults, the bulk of the belief systems that we have now were embedded in our mind between 0 and 7. And so unless we do something to let go of those limiting beliefs or to change our brain wiring, whatever is installed in us between 0 and 7 is what we just keep playing out for the rest of our lives.
Wow. That is like so interesting to hear. And I know it to be true because you think about, you know, when we start businesses, when we start new relationships, how, you know, that baggage and that junk just comes over into what we're trying to start anew. And then sometimes you don't even realize that you're doing it and you don't even know where it comes from.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Like the way that things show up, and I'm always amazed where my clients are at in their journey and how things show up for them. But, you know, we can be our own worst enemies. And I have people coming to me and they're like, you know, it's like I've dated the same person. And this was my experience. It's like I had dated the same person 10 times, but with 10 different faces, but the behavior was the same.
Right. Right. That's scary.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's so scary. That's good stuff. I can't wait to get into our interview. So with us rolling into a new year, whole new century, everything, a lot of people are talking about being intentional, you know, living with intent. How does intentional living accelerate success?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. It just went weird. So for me, like living with intention really changed my life because before I had like my highest intention, a lot of people talk about, you know, knowing your why. And knowing your why is good, but I feel like knowing the why is the gas that you put in the car that you're driving. And I like to look at life like a road trip. And so most people don't know what their destination is. So if I don't know if I'm driving to California or to New York, I'm just going to end up going in circles. And that's what we see a lot of people doing, is they just get caught up in this rat race of life where they're spinning their wheels and they're jumping at every shiny object, but nothing in their life actually ever changes. And so what I like to talk about with people is, when you know the destination, which is really the legacy that you're going to leave in this life, what is it at the end of this life? Where will you have arrived? That's your destination. That's the driving force. And your why may change a couple times throughout your life, but ultimately that's where you're going too. And it makes life a whole lot easier to live when you know where you're driving towards. So because I know that I am driving in a specific direction, I can make my everyday decisions. And I used to be really, really indecisive. And now it's really easy for me to make a decision, because I just ask myself, does this move me towards that destination? And if the answer is no, then my answer is no. Like nothing is worth getting in the way of my life purpose. And then, and then the other thing that I do with intentions is understanding my core values. I lived in Australia for 8 years. I've been back in North America for about 2 now. But before I moved back, I was in businesses where my business partners knew it was easy to manipulate me. I also was on a work visa. So if something in the business didn't work out, then I had to move back to Canada, which was my worst fear at the time.
Right.
And so that kind of became something that they used against me to act within the gray, to not be black and white, to kind of to push that line. And when I came back, I was really disappointed in myself for allowing myself to be manipulated in so many ways. And because I believe in taking total ownership for things, I started asking myself, like, how did I let this happen? How did I even get to this point? And I realized that I values was something that I talked about loosely, but it was never something that I really connected with. So for me, you have your destination, which is your life purpose. And then you have your values, your 10 highest values in life, which are the mile markers. And so every day now I sit down at the end of the day and I say, did I live in alignment with these 10 values? And if I say no to anything, then I know I've deviated off my course, taken a little detour, and I need to come back tomorrow. And so because I am connecting with my highest values every single day and with my intention every single day, it's literally on a piece of paper at the end of my bed on the wall. It's one of the first things I see every single morning. And because I'm connecting with it so often, I know exactly the person that I want to be every single day. Right. And so, you know, then every single thing that I do has a reason behind it. I'm never just doing something because, you know, it feels good in the moment. Everything that I do has a purpose behind it.
Right. I love that. I love that. And that shows right there, connection. That shows you actually, you know, like really being in tune with yourself, knowing what you want to do. I mean, I think that's the true definition of intention. And that's what stops a lot of us from being successful, because we say we want to be successful, but what is it that we want? What is success to us? Like, you dumb it down so clearly to where you know every single solitary day where you're going, what you're doing, and how you're going to get where you're going.
Yeah, and I mean, it's changed my life, because now there's a reason for me to do everything. And on the days when the self-doubt or that voice inside my head does start to pipe up a little too loud, I can say to myself, well, you know, is it in alignment with my highest intention to give into this right now? Like, would somebody who empowered a million people believe this belief or procrastinate on this thing? And so it becomes a lot easier to get myself out of whatever emotions pop up, because I am so connected with my purpose and where I'm going.
Right. Right. That makes so much sense. Like, I absolutely just love that. It sounds also too, Tiffany, that you're so connected with yourself that you just love it on yourself and you're taking care of yourself. So tell us, what is self-love?
This is such an interesting topic, because I think that it's become like a pop culture type thing. Like, hey, you know, love yourself more, and self-love looks like, you know, red wine and bubble baths and treat yourself. Right. And it becomes real easy to take the easy way out, right? Like, oh, I've had a bad day today, so it's okay for me to skip the gym. Or I've had a bad day today, and so therefore it's okay for me to, you know, go retail shopping and rack up a bunch of debt that's not going to be good for me in the long run. Like, all those things are easy when you look at it from that way. For me, true self-love is getting really honest with yourself and holding yourself accountable and saying, you know, is this sitting down at the end of every day and saying, did I live within complete integrity and whatever other behaviors I want to represent? Did I, you know, did I live my values? Did I waver from my direction at all? And then when that happens, you start to realize the patterns of behavior that hold you back. And that's when you can start doing the healing work. So for me, self-love is really about diving into the areas of your life that, you know, maybe aren't all, you know, red wine and bubble bath, and they aren't always comfortable. And yet it allows you to become a better person in the long run by looking at those things.
True. I love that. I love that whole premise, because I think that sometimes we get it twisted. It's like we're rewarding ourselves for not even doing anything. When you know, the way you described it, like, oh, well, I just need the love of myself. So yeah, let me go just rack up this credit card bill. And then later on, I'm gonna be kicking myself because I can't pay it, or I can't pay it on time. And it was totally irresponsible. That's not self-love. That's not even self-care.
No.
At all.
And like, you know, I'm all for, hey, you know, monthly, you know, my husband and I go for monthly massages, and we do have that physical aspect to our self-care as well. Wow. And we're doing the work on ourselves to make sure that, you know, we can warrant going for that monthly massage. So I tell people as well, like, you should have a self-care budget. Here's what I can spend on my self-care this month. And here's the ways that I'm going to nourish and build myself back up, which is absolutely important. And have that worked into your budget as a non-negotiable expense that you have every month.
Right. Oh, I love that idea. I think that's great, because again, it's intentional, it's planning, and so you know that that's something that you're looking forward to because you put in the work. Mm-hmm. You know, in order to be able to get that.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm not saying you can never treat yourself. I'm all for it. Just make sure that, you know, you're doing something. I think a lot of people give themselves the reward before they do the work, right? They don't run the marathon and then they reward themselves anyways. So
exactly. That's so true. And I think the discipline part that you're talking about really comes into play as a business owner, as, you know, we say, you know, women are future, you know, as CEOs in our companies and things like that. I think with that self-love comes that discipline. So tell me why is self-love so important for a CEO?
It just, it allows you to be a better version of yourself. I was talking to a client earlier today that was telling me when they're not, you know, they find themselves often in a place of snapping at their kids or at their partner, and that's not who they want to be. And then when we looked at it, they weren't prioritizing their needs at all. So we need, like, I'm not really a fan of like the hustle and grind mentality of entrepreneurs or high level executives, because I think it sets a dangerous precedent around the only way to succeed is to hustle and grind. And absolutely, you know, there's going to be times where you have to put in a little bit more work or longer hours. And right. at the same time, we're not robots. Like, we need some downtime. We need time to replenish ourselves, body, mind, and soul. And if we're not getting that time, then we are going to become not a very positive version of ourselves. We're going to become cranky and angry and lashing out at the people that we care about. And then the other side of it is, especially for women, is that with our daughters, especially, we teach them what it looks like to be a strong woman or to be a mother. And I know growing up for me, I just saw my mom put herself last all the time. And so in my mind, to be a good mom, you couldn't set boundaries and you had to put yourself last. And for a long time, I was just like, it exhausts me just thinking about that. Like, maybe I don't even know if I want kids because, you know, that's so exhausting. And so we need that self-love time to, because when we better connect with ourselves, we're going to make better decisions. We're going to be able to connect better with other people. I tell people all the time, our relationships with other people are a direct reflection of our relationships with ourselves. And so if we wonder why other people don't prioritize us or don't listen to us or whatever, well, we're teaching them that behavior by how we treat ourselves. And so if we want something different, then we have to treat ourselves differently.
That really, you know, makes you think. I remember when I first started my business and I was on that whole hustle and grind thing. I was so freaking sleepy and exhausted. And I was crazy enough to tell people and to tell myself that, oh, well, you know, I can sleep when I'm dead. You know, or I can sleep at another time. And then as I began to get older, you know, I was like, oh no, I gotta go to bed, honey. No, I cannot
Wake
up and do that. I just can't do it.
And I mean, you can sleep when you're dead. You're gonna arrive at that grave a whole lot faster if you don't look after yourself now.
Exactly.
And for me, it's more important to make sure I have a long time here to make sure I hit my goals in life and to arrive at that destination of my legacy than to hustle right now and, you know, attempt to force something that shouldn't be forced.
That's so true. I remember reading on Twitter, a lady had did a tweet and it got like a lot of responses. And she basically was saying that people need to stop shaming folks into thinking that they can't be an entrepreneur, you know, and work a 9-to-5 and, you know, do all of these other things, you know, like extracurricular things, like be a wife, be a mom, you know, hang out with their friends and still go to bed at a decent hour. She's, you know, she was basically like going in about why do we shame people who do things that make sense? She was like, I get my sleep every night. She said, it's not my fault if you don't know how to plan and prioritize things in your life. Because I know how. And that resonated with me so well. I was like, that makes so much sense because people feel like in order for you to be successful, you have to wear yourself out, but you wind up getting burnt out. That's what happens.
Yeah, and then
you get burnt out and then you don't want to do it anymore.
And then you're not effective to anybody anymore.
Exactly.
So, I mean, ultimately, like, I think busyness has become a badge of honor that we need to start stripping back and really asking, like, is it really the sign of a leader or a highly effective person that they have to work 80 hours a week to get something done? Like, is that really effective? And for me, after burning myself out multiple times, and I mean, I love what I do, so there are times where I definitely forget to take time off, or, you know, I love seeing the transformations. It's like magic for me. So,
right.
Or being on stage, you know, in the travel. And I've really learned like how much that wears me down, and that I need to pace myself, because as much as I love doing all of that, I can't keep it up forever. And, sure. You know, it, there's nothing honorable in not spending time with my husband or not spending time with my family. And so for right. me, it really comes back to really what is the lifestyle that I want. And the lifestyle that I want isn't one where I wake up one day and I say, you know, I have millions in the bank, but I haven't experienced anything. I've been to all these cities around the world, but I haven't done anything when I'm in any right. of them, because I've been too busy working. So, it comes down to for me is how can we create a lifestyle that mm-hmm. is what we want without exactly. the busyness.
Exactly. Because I said that I actually am working on a blog piece now that says, you know, being busy is why you're not getting ish done. Like, I haven't really finished it, because I'm like, I really want people to understand that it's not cute to be busy, because you can be busy and not accomplish a darn thing, not come out with any kind of process, feature, anything that, you know, that would even amount to anything. Being busy to me is not cute. And like, as you said, it's not a badge of honor. It's really, to me, almost like you're just wasting time, because at the end of it, from being busy, what have you accomplished? You're just like running on a hamster wheel. You're just going, you know, nuts. Just going until what? Because your body is going to crash at any given moment. It's going to take its rest if you don't decide to do it on your own. It yeah. will definitely do that. It will definitely do that to you. So I love that. That's good stuff. So tell us, how can someone create long-term change by changing their thoughts?
So our thoughts create our reality. And as soon as we really start to recognize that, then the world that we have around us changes. I was talking to somebody earlier this week, and they said to me, I asked them how they were doing, and they said, yeah, I'm fighting to get to the top. And I said, that just sounds exhausting. And they're like, right? Yeah, I kind of am tired. And I was like, then why would you voice it that way? Like, that doesn't make me want to get up in the morning. That wouldn't want to make me show up and do my best self, because I'm going to be arguing with people the whole time.
Right.
So, yeah, when we start to change the words that we use, and it can be a subtle shift. Like, I can wake up in the morning and see a full calendar, and I can get stressed out and anxious and think, you know, I have so much to do today. I'm so busy, blah, blah, blah. And then put myself into a state of stress, or I can be grateful that so many people see my value and want to connect with me and talk with me. So it's literally just changing our perception and how we think about and look at things. And the entire world around us changes.
True. That is good stuff. And I think a lot of times people don't realize that is why they are stuck sometimes where they are, not because of just circumstances, but their whole thought, whatever it is that they're thinking, you know, that's holding them back is the problem.
Yeah. I mean, when we have a thought, our body releases hormones that are in alignment with that thought. So if I'm mm-hmm. thinking about stress, then I release stress hormones, which makes me feel stressed, which makes me think more thoughts of stress. And then I just get stuck in this cycle of stress. So when I wake up and I decide to reframe my thoughts and be grateful for that, then right. I change, like I actually change my chemical compound in my body because I'm releasing different hormones, which means I get different feelings. And ultimately, I change my energetic vibration. If I'm thinking stress, I'm going to lower it. And if I'm thinking gratitude and positivity, then I'm going to raise it up.
Oh, wow. So that's, that makes sense. Again, like you said, your thoughts are your reality. That's what you will bring forward with your energy.
Absolutely. So, and then we attract what we are. So if I'm constantly being stressed out, there's no way I'm going to manifest or create abundance or something to be grateful for.
Right. Right. Because all my thoughts are negative. Nothing positive can get in because of all of the other stuff that I got flowing through my head.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. So tell us, what is your opinion on visualization?
I love visualization if you do it properly. So our unconscious mind is highly suggestive. And so when we are visualizing something, we're embedding a suggestion into our unconscious mind. And then our unconscious mind doesn't know the difference between now and the future or now and the past. Fiction and reality. It doesn't know the difference. So a lot of people spend their time thinking about and visualizing what happened in their past, and they don't realize that that's actually programming their unconscious mind to go out and find more of that. So when we visualize, we want to be very clear in visualizing and focusing on what we do want. And it's best to do visualizations in the first 20 minutes of the day or the last 20 minutes of the day, because that's when our unconscious mind is most suggestible. So we can get the most amount of bang for our buck from that.
Okay. Wow. That's good stuff. And I mean, I don't think people really think about how much the mind affects everything.
Everything starts in thought. So if we can't get the thoughts right, then we, you know, it just makes everything else harder. We're fighting ourselves from that point.
Right. So with visualizations, do you think that, I know that, you know, it starts in the mind, but I know a lot of people are into like vision boards and things like that. Do you think those things should be, say, written out or, you know, say they find magazine clippings that kind of symbolize what they're trying to visualize anew? Do you think those are great ideas?
Yeah. So what happens is when we communicate with ourselves in our thoughts, we get a picture in our mind. So like if I said purple frog, you would get a purple frog image in your head. So vision boards work really well because it's putting a specific picture of what we want into our unconscious mind, which is then like the world's best GPS device. And so it knows exactly what it has to go find and it goes out and finds it.
Wow. But I guess also with that, you have to be very intentional, which is the main premise that you talked about when you think about those visualizations or doing the vision boards and things like that.
Yeah. And also just knowing, like, if you're doing a visualization or looking at your vision board once a day, or even doing positive affirmations once a day, and then talking negatively to yourself all day, you're kind of undoing the good work that you've done. So our unconscious mind responds to repetition, and whatever we get the most of is what it's going to go and find. So if I'm telling myself once a day that I'm a millionaire and then 10 times a day I'm complaining about being broke, I'm going to find more broke rather than the million.
Exactly.
So the vision board or the visualization, affirmations, meditations, journaling, it's all great as long as we're paying attention and being present with our thoughts and our verbal communication during the day.
Right. That makes so much sense. Again, I was on a webinar the other day and she was talking about manifestation and things like that. She was saying that, you know, if you tell yourself these things, you know, over and over, these bad things, so you're saying, hey, you know, I want, like you said, $1 million. But you're also telling yourself, oh, I'm not smart enough to get it. Oh, how am I going to get that? There's no way I can, you know, make that happen. Then you're like almost defeating the purpose. Like there's no sense in you setting an intention because you've just basically talked yourself out of it. The universe doesn't know what you want because you're saying one thing, but you thinking or doing things that are counterproductive.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have to be aware of what we're doing all the time.
That is good stuff. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So Tiffany, tell the listeners, excuse me, how they can get connected with you.
So there is my Facebook page where I put up a ton of free content, facebook.com/BlueLotusMind. Or if you go to my website, bluelotusmind.com, that'll direct you to all my social media sites. And I put out a ton of free content about this stuff so you can learn and grow.
Okay. Okay. And then just tell us briefly, like, what kind of courses or products that you offer to help us CEOs, like, get our stuff together.
I have a free 10-day mini course called The Limitless Playbook. And it's 10 days of mini activities or mini exercises to do to get back in alignment, to start clearing out the self-sabotage and the things that hold you back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That sounds good. That's awesome. And then, of course, I'll put all of this in the show notes for the listeners so they can easily access your information. But I definitely want to thank you for being a guest. I love your stuff. I think it is great stuff. I definitely feel like, you know, for entrepreneurs, especially as you roll out of a 9-to-5, because I know for myself, you know, when I, it's hard sometimes to switch off that employee hat and put on that boss hat, put on that CEO hat. So I know that definitely your work would definitely be, you know, an asset to a lot of women I know that are looking to do that. Like they're coming out of 9-to-5s and they want to be CEOs, but they have still that mindset, the mind frame and all of those self-sabotaging beliefs, you know, that probably could hold them back. So this is great information. I'm so happy to show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I certainly appreciate it, and we will stay connected.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to The Convo. I hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to subscribe on Anchor or Apple Podcasts.